episode number 1223 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Eugene Daniels. How is everyone doing? Today's episode is titled, Need More Time? Read these tips to eliminate rainstorm. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
On the right track, it is time to examine the truth about what activities deserve your valuable time. This week I actually had a little time off after 8 days and am back on track with my goals for the week. Normally this week has been a bit chaotic and not nearly as productive, but here's the silver lining, it was certainly filled with many, many time wasters who don't show up here. If you have trouble finding something, think about all the wonderful and simply beautiful things you might be able to do with more time. We are often angry about not having enough time and seem to equate any suggestion that we have a lot of time with the lack of time in our lives. Having time is a major reason not to do things, so be careful about your decisions and behave yourself at all times. Let people know that you need time and would stay home if they went out, but let them know that you would stay home if they did not go out. Let people know that your time is needed and they need it, so you would stay at home until they go out and let people go. If you find it hard to protect your time, use it, but if you say no, help and help them, and if they say yes, help yourself. If you are trying to protect your time, use it and help out. If not, support it and use it. If you want to make a difference in your weekly routine, plan it and start with the most important thing. If you plan other, less important tasks at a certain productive time, it will shape your schedule in such a way that you will have a sense of high energy and time. If you stop pushing for time and stop whining because the problem is your time, which is not your choice, you will be more relaxed and complain less when time stands still. I love connecting with other people and I have to go away a little bit every day, but I love connecting with them. Working less opens up more time to socialize and do things that help with personal well-being. I love connecting with other people and need a little time every day to relax, and I love the idea of connecting and leaving it. I love the idea of connecting with people and getting away from them. When I told my mother that I needed more time to get everything done, she said, "I don't want to give you anything," and I appreciated what she thought. I felt like I was trying so hard every day and still couldn't get anything done. Having commitments is a sign of how busy and sad I am, but I followed every minute of my time because I knew I would see where time was being wasted, and even better would be to just go through the process to motivate myself to really appreciate things. If there is no more time, following these 5 steps is the first step to finding them. Some of us have too much to do, others are demanding our time, and we all have time to sit down, set priorities and work on them. Here is the catch, paradoxically, as we strive for more time, we cling to the things that take up most of our time. In a world where every second of leisure time that is demanded seems more valuable than gold, and every to-do list in the world is now a do-it-all-yourself list, it feels as if our second leisure time is calling us. We are interrupting the same tools that make our lives faster by taking more time to finish your work. An extension as quickly as possible can give your supervisor more time to adjust your project plan and workflow. If you need more time to meet a deadline for your work, you should inform your supervisor and request an extension immediately. The renewal request should include exactly how long you need and when you will finish work. If there is a deadline, but there does not seem to be enough time, ask if it is possible to get an extension. If there is no deadline and you know that you cannot meet the original deadline, you should request an extension as soon as possible. It is important that your employer responds immediately, as this is the first step in the process of asking for more time. Remember that for a good partner, it is essential to take care of your needs, so try to stick to your wishes. That doesn't mean you should go out and tell your partner to do you a favor by talking loudly about needing a minute's rest.
This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Episode 1223. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.